The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Now to the films world. And an Irish co-production called Vivarium was due to open in cinemas at the end of March, but because of the current situation, it's now available only on digital demand. Vivarium stars Jesse Eisenberg and Imogen Poots, great name, and also Cork actor Aina Hardwick, who joins us on the line from his own Vivarium. Good morning to you, Aina.
Morning, Oliver. How are you?
And are you back home?
I am. I made the wise decision. I got the garden here and the good telly, so this is the place to be.
And where is home?
Glanmire in Cork.
Ah, yes, Glanmire. Sure, it's a lovely place.
Nice part of the world.
There's a super value there, so some people slag
it. Very good super value.
Some people slag it and say it's only Mayfield with a super value. But listen, the film, you can't beat the timing of it, certainly for what it's about. Can you give people a quick overview of this very odd movie?
It is. It's very appropriately timed. So basically, Gemma and Tom, played by, as you mentioned, Jesse Eisenberg and Imogen Poots, are a lovely, very likeable couple who are looking to get on the property ladder. Gemma probably a little bit more so than Tom, and that takes them to this very strange estate agents, where I think they quickly kind of realise something's amok, but they end up in, I suppose, what looks like a kind of a ghost estate, and there begins the film, really. That's home for longer than they expect it to be. And as you say, very, very sort of timely, and I think a little close to the bone for some viewers this week of all weeks.
Because they're trapped in this neighbourhood.
They are trapped.
That's where the horror, that's where the thrills come from. I mean, in another time it might have been a commentary on the property market and the housing crisis, but it looks like a commentary on the lockdown.
Yeah, I suppose it's interesting. That was probably the genesis of the film. We filmed it almost 2 years ago. And it's become, I guess, a lot of films take on a kind of accidental context of their time. And this one maybe feels even more appropriate because it certainly, I sat down to watch it on Friday night. I'd seen it, obviously, in the cinemas before.
Yeah.
But I sat down with my family to watch it. And it is, I'm calling it kind of 5D viewing. Like you're watching it. You're watching it and you're there. You're also, I suppose, in this kind of semi-lockdown. So it does maybe add a way, I suppose, a context to kind of discuss the film in or view it in. And I have gotten some nice messages from people who've kind of gone, yeah, it does feel extra sort of eerie and surreal watching it in that way.
I watched it last night. I mean, it is. It's intense and it's unsettling. And there's even things like, food that gets delivered to the house.
So I know, I mean.
It feels like now. But we don't want to give too much away about your character because it's very pertinent to the plot.
Indeed.
But it's fair to say he's a bit creepy.
Yes, yeah. Finally got to play something quite close to myself, I suppose. but very strange. It's something a little off.
Did you channel your Cork? Was there a bit of Glanmire there?
I did, probably accidentally. I think that was maybe the first thing Lorcan, the fantastic director of the film, said to me. We were in, we filmed it half in Belgium and half in Wicklow in our studios.
Right.
And I think it was my first day. And he said, yeah, good. Little bit Cork. and it just probably sounds a little jarring in the world that it is to have a sort of a strong Cork accent in there. So I had to level that out of it.
Because this could be set anywhere.
That's it, I suppose, yeah. It comes from Lorcan and Garrett, who wrote it, have got... They worked on a film called Foxes together, and a film called Without Name, and they very much feel like Irish stories, but I suppose the kind of the ghost estates and things that would be familiar to us. But the premise then, it becomes kind of universal. It's kind of, I suppose, more nightmarish, so... Yeah.
Which is always the scariest type of thriller, isn't it? When it reflects real life, but of course this is
when it's that close, kind of to it's slightly skewed, but it's pretty close to reality. And I suppose it feels like one of those kind of archetypical nightmares that you'd have to be locked into a house or something like that. So it's definitely a good film to be able to put yourself squarely in the shoes of Gemma and Tom and go, well, what would I do if I was in there, you know?
And your character is connected to Senan Jennings' character. Yes. He's a young actor from Kildare.
An incredible actor, yeah. I got the, I suppose, very, very lucky to get to carry on a part and then for someone to kind of, work with two other actors on a similar part. And Senan, who's, you know, just at the start of his career, but is the most intelligent and playful actor, and I got pretty much everything from just getting to copy him and just look what he was doing and take notes and go, right, I'll just do what he's doing.
It's very good. It's very unsettling. Yeah. This is a great break from you then to be opposite Jesse Eisenberg and Imogen Poots.
Yeah, I'm so lucky. Certainly wasn't what I sort of expected. Kind of finishing up in college, it was when the audition came in and when I heard about it. But it's just for so many reasons. It's great to work with people like that, with Jesse and Imogen and Jonathan and Lorcan. They're people, I suppose. They're very kind. They're very fun to work with, and they also, they're, you know, when you work with people as good as that, it kind of drops the gauntlet a bit, and it's always nice to feel like that you're, you know what I mean, that you're trying to raise your game or something. Yeah. So they were very, very kind and generous to work with, and they're just two pros, really.
And it's kind of early enough in the career, although you did have an early start as a young lad, even younger.
I did, yes.
Tell us about Eclipse.
Oh, the Eclipse, yes. I got very lucky again to work with Conor McPherson. Wrote and directed that from a Billy Road short story. Yeah. And I played a young lad in that with Ciarán Hinds. Aidan Quinn was in that, Eben Yaelia. And it was just, that was, again, you're just...
And you were only 12 at the time.
I was 11 or 12, yeah, I believe. Okay. So I got to kind of mitch off school and like do that for 12 days. And it does, I know it's total cliche, but it does feel like that kind of running away and joining the circus, you know. Yeah. This is really, really fun.
And so what did you do in the meantime then, between then and now?
I was really lucky. We've got some great kind of youth theatres down here in Cork. So I was involved with the Gaiety down here and then the Cork School of Music. Right. So it was a lot of theatre, then just putting on plays, going to classes every week, where I kind of met a lot of other actors and a lot of my mates who are, you know, we've been doing it since. So it's pretty much from that age when I did the film, it's kind of been, I suppose, the main thing going on in my life, you know. So I've been,
Were you filming at the moment, by the way, when the lockdown happened?
Yeah. So like I was filming a drama called Smother for RTE.
BBC RTE co-production.
RTE, yes, co-production, produced by Treasure Entertainment and BBC Studios. And it's a fantastic six-part drama. And we were having such a ball in Lahinch, actually, in Clare.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, beautiful part of the world to be for kind of 6 weeks. And we got, I suppose, halfway through, and the decision was made around Patrick's weekend to postpone it, and I think the only kind of decision and the right decision at that time. But
what's Smother about, by the way, or can you tell us?
It follows Val, played by Dervla Kerwin, and her family, specifically her three daughters. Without giving too much away, we kind of meet the whole family on a big family kind of party, and things don't go to plan, and it's a kind of an investigation of their relationships, and a really great drama about modern Ireland. I think that was kind of intention from Cathal Reardon, the writer, was to do something that felt very much sort of the new Ireland. And it's a family drama, but also kind of a crime thriller angle as well.
But you'll get to finish it eventually, and we'll
we will, of course.
But in the meantime, we're also going to see you again in Normal People. This is the Sally Rooney adaptation that's going out on the BBC and RTE.
Coming out, BBC and RTE at the end of the month, I think April 26th or 27th.
So who do you play in that?
I played Rob, one of Connell's pals in Sligo. I mean, that was just such a joy to get to work on that book, you know, that adaptation with those people. And if you're looking for a diversion, certainly something more, you know, so it's kind of perfect, I suppose, again for this time, because it is, I'm not sure it'll be released at the end of the month, but it's a page turner, just like the book, I suppose. You know, you want to keep watching and you want to find out about Conall and Marianne and where they're going next.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hugely anticipated one. But in the meantime, we can see you in Vivarium. How can we get to see that now that's not happening in the cinemas?
So, as you mentioned, on VOD, which suits it well this time. Volta, and then a lot of other streaming platforms.
Yeah, iTunes, Amazon, Sky Store, Microsoft
Play, all that kind of stuff.
It's very good. It's very unsettling. I mean, how did it go down with your family?
Very strange. I think maybe this will always be the case, but my mum finds it strange to kind of still the fact that I'm playing someone else.
Yes.
And that was kind of, that was the first layer of kind of, that was excitement in itself. And then I suppose when it transpires what kind of character I play, that then there was text flooding in, people kind of going, yeah, I suppose it's a good reaction to kind of maybe hopefully hit people in the gut a little bit with it. But yeah. It was, they found it all very, very unsettling and hit the nail on the head at this time. So that was really nice. You always wanted to, I suppose, have some kind of strong emotional or psychological reaction in some way, you know.
Great. Well, the best of luck with everything, Aina.
Listen, Oliver, thank you so much.
It's a career that's starting out very well, and the best of luck to you. Continued success.
Thank you so much.
Aina Hardwick, good morning to you. It's just coming up to 20 to 10.